Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Prayers for a Widow's Journey by Gail Roper. Narrated by Gail Roper. To the strong and stalwart women who wake up every morning to a life they did not choose, yet who press on with the Lord to find a life that can satisfy. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. But you brought us out to a place of abundance. Psalm 66, verse 12. Though our outer self is wasting away. I am a displaced person, Father, a refugee, an alien trying to grasp the customs and nuances of my new homeland. I never wanted this life upheaval, but a war broke out. There were no guns or missiles or IEDs in my war. Rather, I faced illness and brokenness and death. I may not be trudging the road with my belongings on my back or tied to the roof of my car, but I am wandering as disoriented as any refugee from violence. May I not lose heart, Father God, as I choose to trust you to renew me day by difficult day. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. I will not leave you comfortless. There's a gigantic hole, Lord, a cavern, an abyss, empty and black and ugly. That may sound like overkill, like overstatement, but is it? The large part of me that my husband filled with his love and his presence has been ripped away. I look the same. I sound the same. I am not the same. The married part of me has disappeared. Poof, gone. All that's left is silence and pain. What will fill that gaping chasm that used to teem with life and love and purpose? Only you, Lord. Only you who will never leave me comfortless. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. John chapter 14, verse 18, King James Version. Heal me, O Lord. I'm so disappointed, Lord. You didn't heal him. You took him. You didn't have to. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. But you didn't heal despite our prayers. I had to watch him fade away in front of me. Oh, I know he would have died sometime. We all will. But did it have to be now? I need him. Our children need him. Our grandchildren need him. But you said no. You said you are all I need, all we need. I'm choosing to trust, even though I don't understand. Now will you please heal us in our grief? Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. When I remember you upon my bed. Lord, I am alone in our wide, wide bed. If I sleep on his side, will I feel closer to him? I move over, cuddle into the pillow that still smells of him, but no, I am still alone in what is now my wide, wide bed. During the day, I can keep busy and redirect my thoughts, but in the dark of night, in this bed we shared, where we talked, whispered, loved, even turned our backs, I feel alone. Lord, please hold me. I need to feel your arms about me, for the night is dark indeed. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help. Psalm 63, verses 6 and 7. When I am afraid. Lord, how easy it is to imagine all that could go wrong. My money won't be enough. My car will break down. My health will fail. My family will be too busy for me. My friends will forget me. My church won't care about me. I'll grow old alone and always be alone. And then there are the big issues like war and famine, global warming and natural disasters, evil. Remind me, Lord, that even if my worst fears come true, you are always there. No, not there, here, beside me, with me, I can put my trust in you. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. Will not walk in darkness. Lord, I'm caught in that widow's fog people talk about. It's like a white mist swirling about me, making the world vague. It surrounds me the same way I see pictures of real fog surrounding a mountaintop or enveloping a valley. I can't see through the emotional mists. I can't think clearly to make the choices and decisions that my situation requires. Voices, often frustrated with me, come as if from a distance. I want to do what's wise and right, if I can only decipher what that is. Help me see through the mists, O Lord. Let the light of the sun burn away the fog. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Not neglecting to meet together. Lord, I sit in church and watch all the couples. One laughs softly together. Another sits shoulder to shoulder. The stiff posture of those two telegraphs their anger. Did they have an argument on the way? We used to be all those couples, loving, agreeing, and disagreeing, our two hearts one even on the bad days. It's not the fault of the still couples that they make my heart ache. I've come broken to this ark of worship with all the two-by-twos. Help me remember that even in community, worship is the act of one with one. I still qualify. Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Hear the voice of my pleas. Most days, loving him wasn't a hard choice. He was a lovable and loving man. But there were days I'd shake my head. Really? Him? I don't doubt he had days thinking the same about me. But we loved, fiercely. Now that he's gone, what do I do with the love I used to lavish on him? How do I manage without the love he freely gave me? How do I learn to live with this gnawing emptiness that was once filled with being us? O Lord, hold me tight, lest I break under the burden of my loss. Hear the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your most holy sanctuary. Psalm 28, verse 2. The Valley of the Shadow of Death. I went shopping today, Lord, and it seems strange to do something so normal. The very ordinariness of pulling cans from the shelves and bags from the freezers felt somehow disrespectful. I have become a widow. How can I be checking the price of apples? Do I care about the price of apples? I thought the valley of the shadow meant his illness and his death. I didn't realize I would walk this valley for weeks, months, even years. But by your grace, Lord, I will walk with confidence, for you are with me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Psalm 23, verse 4. To give you a future. Lord, right now I don't want a future. I want my past. I want my husband. I want our life together. In memory, it glows golden, beckoning, and I want it. Of course, I know it wasn't perfect. We had our bad days, our hard times. I also know I can't have it back no matter how I yearn for it. Part of my longing to go back is because I'm uncertain, even afraid of what lies ahead. But ahead lies the opportunity to trust in you to give me a fulfilling future. Ahead lies your plan. Ahead lies life. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I am lonely and afflicted. Lord, what do I do without him? We did everything together. Well, not everything. He had his job and I had mine, but we spent our free time together. Isn't it wonderful they're so close, everyone said. They laughed at us because we held hands and finished each other's sentences. Well, now I'm alone, and I don't know what to do with Adam. Weekends are the worst. How do I fill Saturday? We used to go places together, everything from the grocery store to the movies, regular places, but always together. And Sunday? Church is so hard, the afternoon and the evening so long. Help me, Lord. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Psalm 25, verses 16 and 17. But the Spirit Himself intercedes. Lord, I'm having difficulty forming any coherent prayer. Words tumble about in my mind, but they won't shape into rational thoughts or logical sentences. I reach for you in great need, a crying child with arms upraised, but I can't articulate what I feel, what I want. When I'm with people, I manage words about daily things, ordinary things, but when it's just you and me, not even white noise. I'm clinging to the thought that the Holy Spirit is interpreting my heart, saying what I cannot, when all I can manage is Jesus. But that's enough, isn't it, Lord? You are enough. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. But God's firm foundation stands. All I want to do, Lord, is thread this needle. I've threaded needles forever, but this one won't cooperate. Is it because I can't see the eye clearly with my eyes swollen from tears? Is it because my hand is shaking with the thought that I'll never thread a needle to sew for him again? No tiny shirt buttons, no split trouser seams. The eye of the needle is the same as it ever was. The thread is the same. What's changed is me, my life, my everything. Remain my firm foundation, Lord. Be my constant, my support, when I can't even do ordinary tasks. But God's firm foundation stands, bearing the seal, the Lord knows those who are His. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Out of my distress. Sit with me, he said. I looked at him, my arms full of laundry. Let me get this washing started, I said, and I'll be right back. I got sidetracked, and when I finally returned, he'd fallen asleep. I promised myself I'd sit with him later, but the next thing I knew, the day was gone, and the next, and the next, and then he was gone. I should have sat with him. He was far more important than the things that distracted me. Lord, I feel so guilty, so distressed at my poor choices. Forgive me for failing him and you. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. Psalm 118, verse 5. We utter our amen to God. Lord, in my childhood church, saying amen meant the amener agreed with whatever the pastor said. In the Bible, when Ezra read the scriptures to the congregation for the first time since their return from captivity, all the people cried, Amen, and fell on their knees in worship. It's easy to say amen and agree when everything good is happening, but it is so hard to agree with you when hard things happen. He's gone. My heart aches. How can I say amen? Wait, it's not to his death that I must say amen, but to Jesus who sustains me through the loss. All the promises of God find their yes in Him. That is why it is through Him that we utter our amen to God for His glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Rooted and built up in Him. I have several philodendrons, Father, the hardiest of plants that even my benign neglect can't kill. I frequently take cuttings and stick them in water to take root. I've one such cutting on my kitchen windowsill now. In one of your amazing orchestrations, a healthy cluster of roots will grow, ready to be planted. Father, a good root system is what I need in these harsh days of grief. I fear the pain-fueled winds of despair might topple me otherwise. May my roots dig down deep in you, so I stand strong against the storms of sorrow that batter me. As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. If the Lord had not been my help. The house is so quiet, Lord. When the children were little, it reverberated with love and laughter, action and adrenaline. In time, the kids grew and left us. We loved it when they came to visit, bringing their vitality and excitement. We loved it when they left and we could catch our breath again. Now he has left too, and the silence is overwhelming. He will never call me from the other room, asking me to bring him a drink while I'm up. And maybe the pretzels too, or the Oreos? Please keep me company, Lord, and fill the silence with your presence. If the Lord had not been my help, my soul would soon have lived in the land of silence. Psalm 94, verse 17. You will be like a well-watered garden. Today is a hard day, Lord. My soul feels parched and dried up. I am a flower struggling to grow in a crack in the road with the sun beating down on me and no rain in sight. I'm a little fir seedling fighting to survive after a fire has devastated my forest. I'm the houseplant no one watered in weeks. I'm desiccated, Lord, spent, shriveled. You say you're going to make me a well-watered garden? I know you can do anything, but you have a lot of work to do here, gardener of my soul. Teach me to bloom for your glory in spite of my drought. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11, New International Version. Whose hope is in the Lord his God? The sky is overcast today, Lord, a study in shades of gray. The clouds part, and an irregular opening appears with beautiful blue showing through. Surrounding the opening is a rim of white clouds. It reminds me of an agate sliced open to reveal its glorious and colorful interior. Slowly, the opening of blue disappears, and gray once again dominates. Grief feels like this, Lord. Gray, gray, gray. A splash of hope and color. Gray, gray, gray. Guide my heart and my thoughts so that the breaks in the clouds become longer and the hope in my heart becomes stronger. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Psalm 146, verse 5. Do not be frightened. Lord, I'm playing a lot of solitaire because as I contemplate the cards, I don't have to think about how scared I am. I'm escaping my fear in the game, which is a valid strategy when things are overwhelming, as long as I don't fall into destructive escapism like drinking, compulsive shopping, or sleeping all day and watching TV all night. As much as I appreciate solitaire or a novel with a guaranteed happy ending as a momentary tension reliever, I know there's a better escape, a safer place, a perfect hiding place from fear. May I escape to you, Lord, for it's you who will give me courage when I'm afraid. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. He gives to all of them their names. There was a meteor shower last night, Lord. I searched the sky. Between the clouds and the lights of civilization, I saw nothing. But I saw meteor showers when we vacationed on a lake in Canada, far from anywhere. We took our blankets and lay on the dock. The Milky Way blazed overhead, and the aurora borealis sometimes danced on the northern horizon. We watched for the star streaks across the sky. There! There! It was amazing. I now live a no-meteor life, Lord. But you, the star maker and namer of stars, are my God. Remember my name. Heal my heart. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Psalm 147, verses 3 and 4. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I'm watching TV, Lord. It's cold tonight, and I'm wrapped in a cozy throw against the encroaching chill. It's a lovely throw, soft and pretty. It even has my name embroidered across one corner. It's large, easily covering me from throat to toes. It's keeping me warm, and I'm thankful for that. But I used to be wrapped in his arms to ward off life's chill. It was warm there, safe there. Sigh. While my body is comfortable under my throw, my heart shivers with loss and loneliness. Wrap the comforter of your everlasting love about me, Lord. Warm my chilled and hurting heart. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. The Lord gave. Lord, the Boston fern is dying. It's the one I was given when my husband died. Then it was full and vibrant, fronds exploding in a fountain of green. It screamed health and life. I cared for it, watered it, fed it. I've kept it in the right light. I've done everything I'm supposed to do, and still it's dying. I know it sounds crazy, Lord, but it's as if he's dying again. I couldn't keep him alive either, no matter how hard I tried. Of course I can replace the fern, but he's irreplaceable. Give me the grace to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job chapter 1, verse 21. Create in me. I've read about phantom pain when a limb is amputated. The severed nerves make it seem as if the missing body part is present and aching. I feel like an amputee, Lord, only it's not a limb I've lost, it's my heart. It's like it's no longer there. I'm experiencing only the ache in my chest where it used to be. Of course it is there, traitorous thing, beating as if nothing happened. Ba-bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. David prayed for a clean heart, Lord. How about a new heart that doesn't ache? Or would you rather renew a right spirit in my grieving and pain-filled heart? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 51, verse 10. Do not keep silence. He used to say nice things to me, Lord. You look pretty. You did a good job. That was a good meal. He used to ask good questions. Why do you want to do that? Are you sure that's the best way? Why is that your responsibility? I miss that iron sharpening iron aspect of our marriage. It enriched me and stretched me. It made me a stronger, better person. Now, where there was conversation and challenge, there was only resounding silence. Oh, Lord, come into my silence and give me life, give me purpose, give me noise. Oh, God, do not keep silence. Do not hold your peace or be still, O God. Psalm 83, verse 1. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I remember when we first married, Lord, and he no longer had to go home each night. He was home. We were home. It didn't matter whether we were living in that little apartment with two doors to the bathroom and no lock on either one, or the starter home we somehow never left. Together was home. Now I'm homeless. Oh, I have a roof over my head, but the one who made it my home is gone. I'm an exile in my own house, a stranger in my version of Egypt. How grateful I am, Lord, that you love the stranger. You shall treat the stranger who sojourns with you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 34. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask. Lord, I'm having trouble with my car. It's reached the point of costing a goodly sum to pass inspection. So what should I do? A new car? A used car? Keep this one and pay the repair bills? You know that cars are not my strong suit. I'm not wired mechanically or scientifically. Whenever we bought a car, my responsibility was to pick the color and decide if the seats were comfortable, jobs for which I am fully qualified. Now I'm out of my depth, Lord. Please give me wisdom. Thank you for giving it generously and without reproach for my limitations. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. James chapter 1, verse 5. We have this treasure in jars of clay. Lord, I went to Tai Chi class today. It's an all-levels class, and much of it was repetitious for me. Still, it was wonderful. It made me move. It made me flex and bend. It helped me build strength and balance. It also made my neck crack, my shoulders ache, my thighs burn, and my lower back complain. How limited I am, Lord, not only physically, as my class reminded me, but also mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. These very limitations are a gift from you, as is grief in its own way, because they force me to depend on you. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. With her own hands. Lord, I made a very foolish decision last night. I fell for the siren song of an infomercial and placed an order for a product that, in the light of day, looks of dubious benefit. I called my bank to stop payment, but they can't. The money had already been transferred. If my husband had been here, I'd never have listened to the infomercial nor bought that product. His presence kept me grounded. Now I have to depend on myself, and I'm all too capable of doing something foolish. I don't expect to have wisdom and understanding beyond measure like Solomon, but Lord, keep me from further folly. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1, New International Version. As we also have forgiven. What does a woman do, Lord, when she finds out her husband kept a secret from her? A widow shared with me that her husband was a good man who loved her, but to get his business through a tough patch, he borrowed against their house without telling her. He died suddenly. She learned his secret only when she tried to sell the house. Forgiving a living person is hard, but forgiving someone who has died is a different kind of hard. There can be no explaining, no talking it through, no resolution to tumultuous emotions. She struggled, but she knew what God expected of her. She chose to forgive 70 times 7, or more as needed. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. Give unto the Lord. Lord, I'm looking at a watercolor I have hanging on the wall. Like many watercolors, the paint is a blurred wash, melding color into color. Because the artist is talented and in control, this blending is beautiful, balanced, satisfying. My life feels blurred, Lord, and I don't think it's balanced or beautiful. My grief distorts. It robs me of light and shadow, hue and shading. It's as if I've become colorblind. I don't want to live in tones of gray, Lord. I want my life to be a vibrant painting that reflects you in all your beauty and holiness. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 29, King James Version. Do not turn to the right or the left. Lord, I travel these twisty Pennsylvania roads in sun and in storm, by daylight and by starlight. The berms are lined with signs that show the way the road will bend. My life has become a twisty, pain-filled road, Lord, and there are no convenient signs to warn me of an upcoming curve. What if I accidentally or intentionally turn off this life road, reject it as your path for me? Perhaps I'll discover an easier way to dilute or bury my ever-present pain. Alcohol, drugs, clubbing, shopping, a man. No, I choose your way despite the twists and turns, the sadness and sorrow. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 27, New International Version. Nothing in all creation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?